Welcome to Red, White, and Blues. Our program today is about Texas blues, and we're just having a wonderful time. We've already played some fabulous Thunderbirds for you. We played some ZZ Top. And you think about a Texas blues gunslinger, how can you not think of Johnny Winter? I mean, he's from Beaumont, Texas, and he is just very aggressive. And, you know, you think about the Texas blues in general, you know, it just has more of a grit to it. And, you know, you think about grit, that's a very good definition of Johnny Winter's music. Let's hear, how about Rock Me Baby from Mr. Johnny Winter? I believe this is 1983, if I'm not sure. This is Rock Me Baby, Mr. Johnny Winter.
Oh,
That was Johnny Winter and Johnny Guitar. And before that, we heard Rock Me Baby. I'll tell you what, you can't deny the aggressiveness of Johnny Winter's guitar playing. He's very aggressive. He's very gritty. He's dirty. He's loud. And he's just raw. He's one of my favorite guitarists there ever was. Johnny Winter's from Beaumont, Texas, since we're doing this Texas episode today. And he was a child prodigy. He recorded and released his first record at age 15 called School Day Blues. His true love of music was always the blues from a very early age. And every chance he had when he was younger, he'd go down into Beaumont and he would see B.B. King and Muddy Waters and Bobby Blue Bland when they were on tour and came to his town. And they were just major influences on him. And he was friends with all those guys right up to the very end right there. He got his big break. You talk about being at the right place at the right time. In 1968, there was an Al Kooper and Mike Bloomfield concert at the Fillmore East in New York City. And they invited Johnny Winter to come play one song. Well, just so happens that some representatives from Columbia Records were in the audience, and they liked his performance so good that he was signed in a matter of days. His first record came out, I think, maybe 6 weeks later, and he was awarded a $600,000 advance on his recording contract, which at the time was the largest advance in the history of the recording industry. Just think about that. And his stories about how he... You know, he's a good slide player. He couldn't find a slide one time, and he found anything. And one time he found just a drum cymbal stand, got a hacksaw, cut a 3-inch piece off, and I think he used that slide for like 30 or 40 years. And he also has a very unique style of picking, thumb pick and index finger, like a lot like the other guys from Texas, like Albert Collins and Jimmy Vaughn. Well, hey, we're doing this Texas episode right now. We come back, we got a lot more music for you. When we come back, we're going to hear... some Freddie King. How can you do a blues show without one of the three kings? We'll be right back.